Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You see why jealousy is a problem? It doesn't sound so bad, does it? It's just interior. I'm not hurting anyone. And anyway, I can't help it. Not true, though. As we see in today's first reading, King Ahab appreciates the vineyard. That's okay. But then, he wants it for himself. Give me your vineyard to be my vegetable garden, since it adjoins my house. And then he begins to lie and cheat. I will give you a better vineyard for it. He knows it's not true, otherwise he wouldn't want it. And then he goes on to devalue it instead of appreciating it, reducing it to an object. As he says, or if you prefer, I'll give you its worth in money. And then when he can't get what he wants, he goes into a sulk. Ahab went home gloomy and out of temper. He lay down on his bed and turned his face away and refused to eat. And finally, giving into the temptations of his evil wife to get what he wants, he commits murder. They led him outside the town and stoned him to death. So Ahab gets what he desired, but at the cost of gravely harming others and also his soul. The same thing happens to us when we tread the path of jealousy. Life is not about getting the things we want. That is selfishness. Life is about love, giving ourselves to others. Only in this way do we find happiness. Protect us, Lord, from being jealous of what others have and I do not. Protect us from that evil path, that selfish bitumen road of bitterness. Let us pray. O God, strength of those who hope in you, graciously hear our pleas. And since without you mortal frailty can do nothing, grant us always the help of your grace, that in following your commands we may please you by our resolve and our deeds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.